the point of the story is just that you create so much value early on. You go above and beyond and make the lives of your bosses easier. You will get rewarded, I promise you.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Finance Fridays. And today we're going to kind of pick up where we left off last week. Last week we were discussing, as it is a new year, our financial goals for 2022. And just to go off of that, I think one of the more important goals of anyone is to increase the amount of money coming in. Because we all know I'm here on this show, and I'm sure you're here listening to achieve financial freedom. And we know what that is. That's being able to have enough passive income coming in to support whatever lifestyle you want. For some people, that could just be covering your expenses. But for me, true financial freedom is going above and beyond what your expenses are. It's passive income that feeds, that covers the lifestyle, the type of life you want to live. So for me, that's over my expenses. So that's being able to give back to the charities and communities that I love. It's being able to travel with the people that I love, go to see the people I love, spend time with my family, my friends, fun personal things on the side as well. But in order to achieve true financial freedom, we've talked about this and how to create that passive income that comes through investing, specifically investing in cash flowing assets. And for me, that's apartments, multifamily apartments in real estate. So to do that, we need money, right? You need money to invest, capital to invest in these assets. And a way to do that, obviously, one thing is to limit your spending to save more so you can invest. But there is a ceiling, or should I say a floor to that. There's only so far you can go. If you're making 50K a year, there's only so much you can save and cut back on because you have to live, right? There's a limit to what you can cut back and save on because we have to pay to live, to mortgage, rent, food. So the only other thing you can do is then focus on the top line, your income, what you're bringing in. And so how do you increase that? And obviously there's ways to create other streams of income. Maybe that's investing in real estate. But then again, we need more money to create that passive income. So what's the best way to do that? Well, the best way to do that is if you're employed is to get a raise, right? To increase your salary or your compensation coming in from your employer. So that's what this episode is about. And this is not raise quick scheme. So if you're here for that, this is not something where you're just going to walk in your boss's office tomorrow and get raised. This is not that episode. This is going to take a little time and work because at the end of the day, anything that's worth having is going to take work. There's no get rich quick schemes, at least not ones that I know that last long. And usually there's some sketchy side to them if that's the case. So building true wealth, true financial freedom takes time and hard work. And I just want to kind of start off a story here because we all know facts tell, stories sell. And this has to do with someone that is an acquaintance of mine, a very close acquaintance of mine. And it's something that I've taken with me for a long time. And it made me realize that when it comes to getting a raise, making more money, it involves you putting in more work now to achieve that. So think of like maybe the present CEO or even just a VP in your company if you're employed. That person you're probably looking at is like, oh, this guy or gal makes X amount of money. Like they make good money, but it seems to me all they do is go to meetings, travel to see clients and vendors. And we're back here putting in more of the labor intensive work, right? And that's what it seems. But what you don't see is the amount of work that they put in when they were in your position to get where they are today. When they were in your position, they were working 5 times, 10 times more than their colleagues. They were doing 5 to 10 times more work than what their job description calls for. And I think that's what's really important to understand is that when you start off in any company or you're a mid-level at any company, you need to work harder now and put in more work than what your job description calls for. Because what's going to happen is that's going to go noticed and you're going to create so much value that you're going to get to one point in your career where the company simply cannot afford not to pay you what you ask. They're going to want to pay you just to keep you, even if the relationship between your pay and your work is not equal to what it once was. but you're just so valuable that they will pay you just to have you. And this goes to the story I want to tell. This individual, he worked for a large manufacturing company. He'd worked for several different manufacturing companies throughout his career. And what he was really good at is he was really good at turning around manufacturing plants. So he would work for companies that would have multiple manufacturing plants all over the country and sometimes even all over the world. And he would travel to these locations and say they would have X plant in X country and it was underperforming all the other manufacturing plants. Well, they would send him there and he would turn around. He was a turnaround guru at these plants and he was very good at it. He did get compensated well, but for the amount of work he was putting in, probably did not justify what he was getting paid. He probably should have gotten paid a lot more. One, he loved what he did and he knew where he wanted to be. He had to work hard. Well, it got to a point in his career where he got tired of all the travel and all the work in different parts of this country and the world. And he did have fun doing it, but he was just at a point where he was kind of over it and he wanted to make a change. Well, what ended up happening is this company knew he wanted to make a change and he was sick of it, but they didn't want to lose him. So they brought him back to be stateside all the time and work from an office so he was close to his family because he'd be gone months. He could be gone months at a time. And so they created him a position, paid him well, and they even paid for him to go get his master's and I think even eventually his PhD in data science because we all know data is the new gold rush. It's that the new currency. All companies use data to further their sales, further their growth as a company. And so they created this new position for him. He's the type of person that loves to learn new things and grow himself. He spearheaded this. He took this on and did an excellent job. And then he got an offer from another company, a company that he used to work for. And this company provides a product that is actually probably more in line with his personal passion. So he was really excited. It was a great offer. But the company he worked for, he went in and told them about the offer. And this just goes to show that if you put in the work early in your career and work harder than anyone else and harder than probably what you're paid for and create so much value that they won't want to let you go. So what did they do? They offered him more than what he was offered by this new company and he would have less responsibility than what he currently had with them. So just think about that. He was making crazy amounts of money and at that point, he only had to work 2 to 4 hours a week. The rest of the time he was off playing golf. And the reason was that because he had so much value to this company because he was a data scientist. They would need him to sign off on certain things. They were a medical device manufacturing company. So they would need him to sign off on R&D stuff. Should they pursue this research and development on this product? And then at a certain point, should we pursue actually finalizing this and then going ahead and manufacturing it? So he would sign off on a lot of stuff because he would look at the data and make a conclusion. So he was so valuable that he would only have to put in 2 to 4 hours a week. And they were more than happy to pay him for that. He was getting paid way more than he'd ever gotten paid before doing a fraction of the work. And I'm not saying that's what you should strive for. The point of the story is just that you create so much value early on. You go above and beyond and make the lives of your bosses easier. You will get rewarded, I promise you. All right, so that was the story. Now let's actually talk about the steps you can do to see a raise maybe in the next 4 or 6 months. And this is going to be a step-by-step. So listen up, take notes. Obviously, if you're driving or running, maybe not, but go back and take a listen. But this is what I've seen work and how you can get a raise. And again, it's going to come from a place of adding value. So really listen. So you're going to send an email to your boss. It's going to say something like, I would love to meet with you and discuss what it takes to be a top performer in this role and make your life easier. Could we set up a time to discuss? And of course, your boss is going to say yes. So you're going to get that meeting set up. And before you're going to do a little research, right? You're going to look like, what does it take to be a top performer? Maybe you're going to Google it, talk to other colleagues, maybe other people that have been promoted that used to be in your position. And so you're going to do your homework, right? You're going to go in there, tell them you appreciate their time. Hey, boss, I don't want to just be good at my job. I want to be a top performer, make your life and the team's life easier. I would love to know exactly what it takes to do that. And your boss is going to give you an answer. Maybe vague or generic because they weren't as prepared as you for this meeting, right? What you're going to say is, well, I did a little research and here are the 3 things I think that it would take to be a top performer. And then you're going to list them out. And to give an example, one of them may be our goal is to increase our sales goal by 10% in the next 6 months. Well, what if I increase it by 15%? Are those actions of a top performer? And of course, the boss is going to say yes. So now you're going to say, okay, So what I'm going to do is I'm going to commit to sending you weekly updates over the next 6 months, my progress to meet these goals. And I would like to come back and show you what I accomplished. If I do that, I would like to discuss a salary adjustment at that time. Is that okay? And if any boss is going to say yes, 100 times out of 100, and if they don't, you don't want to work for this boss and you don't want to work for this company, because any good boss wants that type of person. They want 100 of you, 1,000 of you. So now what are you going to do? You're going to go back to your desk. You're going to send a follow-up email stating what you discussed. So you have written record of that meeting. And now you're going to get to work. You're going to send those weekly updates and you're going to work your tail off. And you're going to work so hard that you're going to accomplish this goal in the next 4 months. And even if it's not, it's the 6 months, that's fine. But you know, work hard and accomplish that in 4 months. And then you're going to go back in 4 months, you're going to ask for a meeting. And before you go to this meeting, you're going to do your homework again, right? A little research. One, you're going to know what person in your position, what they get paid on an average on in your industry, right? And you can easily Google this and find that number. You're also going to ask your coworkers that you worked with over this last 4 or 6 months, whatever it happens to be, to send an email to your boss saying the type of work you put in, how well you did essentially. And if you did well and you made your coworkers' lives easier, they'll be more than happy to send that, I promise you. And so now you're going to go in to the meeting. You're going to obviously bring up the updates you've been sending, and then you're going to pull out the results, right? You're going to pull out and show it to them and tell them, hey, this is what we've accomplished in the last 4 months. And I did a little research and I know this is what top performers in this position do, and we've accomplished X. Now I'd like to discuss that compensation adjustment. And I've also done my homework on this, and this is the average that people in my position get paid. And I guarantee you, you're going to get that raise. They're going to want to have that discussion with you. Because what you did is you brought them value. You didn't go in there first in that first meeting and just ask for a raise, because you're probably going to get sent out of the office with no raise, 100%, right? You came in and brought value, and then you executed and you made their life easier. You made them look good for their boss. So of course, they're going to reward you because they want you to, one, stick around, and two, continue to make them look good and make their life easier. And then two, it breeds that culture, because if you went in there and did that, you went in and said, hey, if I do this and I bring this value, can we have this conversation? And then you executed on that and got that raise, then all your other colleagues, all the other people on your team are going to see that. And if they're worth anything, they're going to want to do the same thing. And if they do that, yeah, the company's going to have to pay them more. But at the end of the day, you increase sales, you increase productivity, increase profitability. They're more than happy to do that. I'd be more than happy to do that. And so those are the steps that it takes to increase your salary. This is not a go in and ask, 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 take, take, take. Just like anything in life, this comes from a place of providing value, giving value, and then it'll come to you in return. I promise you that. So yeah, that's today's episode. Again, we're only so much we can do in limiting expenses, cutting back and saving. You really also need to focus on driving your income so then we can invest in more, produce more passive income, more alternative sources of income, so we can really achieve our goal of financial freedom. So I hope this episode brought you value, because that's what I really want to do with this show, is provide value to whoever is listening and watching. That's my goal. You know, I want to be able to give back what I've learned over my career so far. And as I continue to grow, I want to give more and more back. So if you do think I did bring value in this show or any other show, please share this with a friend, family member, colleague, anyone who you think could also get some value out of it. I would really appreciate that. And again, ratings and reviews also with the algorithm to get us the show to more ears and eyes. So again, I appreciate you all tuning in as always, and I will catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.